Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about getting your feet wet in the real estate investment world with land, just like we did. You know, you may want to end up flipping houses or owning apartment buildings like we do. Land is a fantastic place to start and learn. It's also extremely profitable in the long haul, as we've proven over and over again. You know, Jill, I think this is, again, one of those shows that could potentially help people. Instead of what I thought you were going to say.
This could potentially be our downfall.
Oh, this could be our last show, too.
Exactly.
Oh, every show could
be our
last show.
That's where I thought you were going to go with that. Oh, my gosh. That's really good.
Let's make this our last show. Let's just say all the stuff we've ever wanted to say.
Let's drink. Can you imagine if we were taping, recording, we were doing this drunk? That would make it our last show.
Little do you know.
Oh, gosh.
You should see what's in my desk.
No, you know what's funny is I read this because I'm thinking, start with land, then buy houses. And I keep coming back to, but why would you want to? But because at the end of the day, this is so much easier because we've done both.
I love wholesaling houses. I mean, you know, we still do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's more me than anybody else. But
well, okay. Remember again,
I don't like renovating houses.
That's the part I liked, but it was the writing the checks part that's was awful.
I snuck this topic into our long list of podcast topics because so many people come to us after being disappointed with house flipping.
Right.
So.
What?
And it's not a hard sell because house flipping sucks.
Uh-huh. The only thing that's a bummer is they've had not good experiences, so they think all real estate is bad.
Right.
And not all real estate is bad. And some you can actually be calm, cool, collected, and slowly, you know, make a nice living doing this.
I have a lot to say about this.
Uh-oh.
I mean, my whole career at a cocktail party or anywhere, when someone says, what do you do? I say, well, I own a real estate investment company. You know, their first reaction is houses.
Isn't that funny?
And if you go on Bigger Pockets, everybody's talking about houses. And let me tell you, this is my 20-year opinion in this business. The single family residence, detached residence house that we all know about and we all grew up with our parents saying, buy a house as fast as you can, is maybe the most inefficient investment vehicle, not only in real estate, but ever.
Right.
It is set up to fail, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy a house and own it as a primary residence and you're not really into that, it's silly that when you start adding up interest expense and all kinds of stuff. So unless you're really a professional and you know about single family residences and rentals, and I'm not saying there aren't incredibly successful people out there. I just think that real estate and houses is synonymous with a vast majority of people. And I think it's not right.
And that's why this show will be over after this. Just kidding.
You just sat there and waited for me to say that.
I kind of did. Like, here it goes. No, remember that how often you and I sit and talk about, okay, this is what I think about. No, and I don't mean to dump on this other side thing because, yes, we still do stuff like that. We do that anyway. But, okay, the typical return on investment percentage for our land transactions versus our, you know, those transactions – very different.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about this? Like, remember our friend Dennis, we were really getting, mm-hmm. he's the model renovation flipper, doing it himself. His mom's in there mopping floors.
He kills it. Kid makes a ton of money every year.
I mean, he is a beautiful example of how to do it right. And even when he sits and talks about his numbers, I go, that's it? And he's excited about it.
I mean, he does probably four or five, maybe probably five or six deals a year. And he makes between 20 and 40,000 bucks a unit.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many variables and things that can go wrong, but that's about it. So,
but he's swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
And he's living there.
He's, yeah. He doesn't have any employees. He doesn't have an office.
Right.
He moves in most of the time.
Right.
The guy makes $250,000 bucks a year.
Gee, I wonder why Dennis isn't married.
Dennis isn't married for a lot of reasons. And real estate has nothing to do with it.
Poor Dennis. I love Dennis.
I wonder if he even knows. Yeah, do you think he even knows we have a show? I bet he doesn't.
We're going to see him in the next couple of days, and we're going to start giggling, and he's not going to know why. Poor guy.
My favorite house deal is this. You've sent out a mailer, and you only send the mailer out to people who own houses that have no mortgage on them, which is one of the reasons that our land flipping business does so well. Because when you have a mortgage, your hands are tied about how much you can offer. Like, you can't offer half of what, you can't accept half of what it's worth if the mortgage company, if there's a mortgage on it. So
true.
You send it out with no mortgage, and then you buy it for a lot less than it's worth, or a lot grossly undervalued. And then you have a person that you're going to sell it to immediately in your back pocket, a handful of people that renovate houses or they buy them and they rent them out. And it's really easy to find those people in your market. You can do it in 8 to 10 hours. Actually, I discuss it in blogs, and I'm happy to, if you want to know all the secrets, just check out my blogs on Bigger Pockets or on the Land Academy website. So and you never really outlay any cash. So there's tons of money to be made flipping houses, not renovating them.
Can I ask you about something? Because I love this blog. Will you please bring up the blog that you wrote, the five rentals will feed a family for generations?
Yeah, five good rental properties will feed a family for generations.
Please explain
that. Went
that.
Viral.
It did. I know. Will you reiterate that whole concept? Because it was awesome.
Yeah. So all you really need is five good rental properties to retire when you really do the math. But everybody goes into it, I think, incorrectly. So what you need to start with is forget about buying property. What you need to learn to do is how to send out a great mailer, and to identify from a data standpoint where and how and what these properties look like, not visually look like, but what they look like from a data standpoint. And here's the secret. They can't have a mortgage. They typically are owned by people who they're owned by an entity that has an out-of-state mailing address, and all the data is available, at the county. So, and then you send them a letter, and you send them a letter that actually contains an offer, you know, that is substantially less than what you think the property is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you start in the real estate business. That's how we buy land here and houses, but primarily land, every single month, every single week. And then when you go to buy it, the first one that you snag, you don't buy it. You align yourself with somebody who's local in the area, and you purchase that property with them as a partner, and you take 10 grand out of the deal. And then you do it again and again. So now you're learning and learning and making mistakes and stuff. It's not costing you a dollar. You never put a dollar into that thing. And after you've accumulated $100,000 or $150,000, 10 or 15 deals you've done, you buy one for cash. You pick the best one that you're working on. You pay cash for it, make sure it's cleaned up, and you rent it out. And there's a whole process about who you rent it to and how you do it
right,
to maximize the fact that they're going to stay there for a long time and be a good tenant. There's no mortgage. There's no real estate agent involved. There's no mortgage insurance. There's no contractor really involved. There's no inspector except a guy that you may be paying beer. There's a way to do that so that it really, really works well.
Exactly.
You do it five times, and now you've got, about five to, depending on the market that you are doing this in, five to, boy, this is not the podcast I thought this was going to be.
No, but this is good information because it really is.
$8,000 a month coming in, $8,000 a month coming in. And if you can't live on $8,000 a month, there's something, you got to ask yourself some other questions.
Right.
And you own the stuff, something goes really sideways, the economy goes bad. Maybe you need somebody gets ill that you like, and you generate some cash real fast. You have complete control over your life.
Well,
you can sell one of the properties, I mean, and they're legacy properties. Your kids can own them forever.
Well, and I've heard of people that...
just to wrap this up, Jill, before you make the comment, don't borrow money in the beginning. Do not leverage property. You're asking for trouble. That is not how you do zero down. I just told you how to do a zero down deal. It doesn't require any money to get involved in that. Hit the rewind button if you need to listen to it again, because that is the way to do a zero down deal and end up with a ton of money a couple years later.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
First, I've got to say, did you just say hit the rewind button?
Well, yeah, because it's a lot to take
because
on.
Because this is on your cassette deck and you go click. Do you remember that?
Is there a rewind?
A rewind button?
Is there a rewind button on a podcast?
There's no rewind button. Wow. Okay.
What if they're listening to it on an iPhone?
I don't know. No, I'm sure they're listening to it on their 8-track deck in their car. Their cassette. You know what? On your cassette, be sure you pop the little things out because you don't want to record over this accidentally.
Oh, who's showing their age now?
What did you just say? Oh, my goodness. No, one, it's kind of not a big point now. It's the moment's gone, but just kidding. One of the nice things, too, is when you pay cash for something. You pay cash for it, so any weird fluctuations, it doesn't matter. And one of the things I've you know, now and then you hear about tenants needing help. Maybe you have a tenant that lost their job and they need a little break on the rent. You don't want to move them all the way out, move new people back in.
Yeah.
You could afford to reduce it for $200 for 6 months or whatever it is while they get back on their feet, and that's okay because you're not scrambling to pay a mortgage, which I love.
Right.
I have another point. This is the funny thing that you and I have talked about, and we need to do this. Our whole strategy about finding motivated sellers does not only work for land. It does not only work for homes and apartments and whatever it is. Think about it. An RV, a boat, a cabin, a mobile home, whatever it is. Remember we laughed about, you know, hey, we maybe want to buy that boat in San Carlos. Well, we're not going to do it the normal way. We're going to go the sideways way, and we're going to reach out to motivated sellers that, you know, and you could use it for all kinds of things.
Never buy anything that's for sale.
Right. Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm writing that down. That's really
good. You don't buy property from the MLS. That's for sale property. You don't buy a boat that's for sale by some yacht company or an RV at a dealership. Jeez.
It's too late.
Yeah, that's somebody else's business that's all set up to make money. What you want to do is contact a ton of people that have something that you want. And you don't do this for toothpaste, but you do it for real estate. Real estate, for sure. Like, and just use your imagination. Imagine how many people right now, today, stumbled on some reason why they want to get rid of what they have.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons. People need money all the time.
Well, and it's so much easier. That's the whole point. Boy, I would love somebody to come up and take a car off my hands right now. But I haven't put it, you know.
This car comes up so often. It does. We got to get rid of that thing.
Well, think about how many people that's it. That's just a good example of what you just said. I'm driving around a vehicle I don't want right now. I haven't had the time to do this and everything. If someone came along and gave me a halfway decent offer and I don't have to advertise it, put a sign in the window or post it anywhere, I'd be like, done. Take it. It's yours. Here's the keys. You know, I just filled up the gas tank. I don't have fun.
Right. So to get back kind of back on the topic here, there's so many technical things that go on with real estate, and buying and selling land just takes all the stuff out of it. It takes all the silly learning curves. I guess maybe the problems and the headaches out of it. It's so simple. It's literally like buying a used car.
Why is this overlooked?
You know, I've tried to figure that out for a lot of years, but I think in the end, it comes down to one simple fact. It makes people really uneasy to think about buying property, very rural property. So they're sitting there saying, well, who the heck wants to live out there? I've heard that sentence or some version of that sentence a million times. And the fact is there's tons and tons of people that want to live out there. I don't want to live out there. Mm-hmm. And you might not want to live out there, mm-hmm. the person who's about to get involved in Land Academy or any of this other stuff. But man, let me tell you, There are people scouring the internet to find a 40-acre property that they can buy for $12,000, $200 down, $200 a month, scouring the internet to find a deal like that because they're done.
Yeah.
They've got some internet-based job where they work at home anyway, and they just, they want to build a little shack.
They're commuting.
Right.
They hate, or, you know, or maybe, or no, not commuting, but they're tired of the traffic.
When I started in this, it was that concept was way more prevalent than it is now because the internet was just getting started and you had to go to a job. Now it's real easy to put up an RV or mobile type home on a property, which is many people's dream. Mm-hmm. So throw a satellite dish up there, start working on the internet and get a paycheck.
And have all this wide open space and healthy, good air. Yeah. And, you know,
is it my first choice? No. You know, I like living in the city, but there are tons of people who don't.
Uh-huh. Very true.
Anyway, back to, you know, doing a land deal is the easiest way to do it, to get your feet wet in this. You know, you contact an owner. We spell it all out in our program. You contact an owner via mail. They say, yes, I do want to sell my property for $500. Yeah, I do know it's worth $4,000, but I just don't have the time and don't care.
Right.
Please send me a check.
Yes.
And so we do it one better. We send a notary over to your house. They sign it. They sign the deed over, sign the property over to us, hand them a cashier's check.
Right.
We get the deed back. We record it with the county and we own it all in 3 to 5 days.
Right.
It's hard to say no to that.
Exactly. And you're solving problems.
Or you can wait a year and get your $4,000 by calling a real estate agent and posting it all over the internet. So you do 20 of these things as an investor like us, you do 10 or 15 or 20 deals like that. And then you start forgetting about the house thing that you wanted. How this all started is because I wanted to flip houses. And then you start forgetting about that because you're making $10,000 or $20,000 a month cash in accumulating property on terms.
And there's not a lot of headaches.
Right.
Super easy.
We have
easy.
Countless members who have come to this on their own and said, what am I doing buying these rickety old houses with frozen pipes and stuff?
Well, and a lot of those you need to be close by too. So you're kind of limited. I've heard of a number of people that are having trouble finding deals, even in our area, you know, in the Phoenix area,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are just struggling. And so they need some other thing. And this is beautiful because you can do it. You don't need to be in your same zip code or your same county even, you know, you could be all over the country.
Right.
A lot of our members, it's interesting the number of people that we have on the East Coast. Well, and international, we've talked about that on plenty of other shows. I actually have a call today with a guy who wants to talk to me about it,
mm-hmm.
doing it from international. So
we have a lot of these members calls. Who do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another big advantage. We don't talk about it enough.
Mm-hmm.
With houses, you really need to oversee what's going on. And you actually, even if you're wholesaling it, you got to go look.
It's true.
With land, I mean, we don't do it. We never look at the property anymore, and right. Our members don't. I'm not saying you should never look at the asset. I'm saying, especially in the beginning of your career, you need to hire somebody to go take pictures and all that stuff. But you can do it from your desk.
Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking about the days that I lived at our renovations. You know, I'm just like, I pack a lunch and I'm there all day. Because you just kind of need to babysit it sometimes. If you don't,
yeah,
it could go sideways.
I'm not set up mentally for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not set up to renovate a house.
I only liked it because I liked the fun design part of it, which is kind of silly.
Jill and I did a bunch of deals during the downturn, like whatever, probably 2011-ish, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And all it did the whole time that we did it was make me think, this is the land, my land business. Is the greatest business ever.
I was shopping. Like literally, that's what I thought of it. Like, this is shopping. This is fun. I'm buying chandeliers. I'm buying flooring. I was having so much fun. And you were just like, oh, now what? You know, remember that?
You just, bugs me
all
about
you
it.
Saw was the checkbook and you were just like, what the heck? And in never mind. Let's all be honest, everyone. Steven gives me a budget, and I'm pretty darn good with that budget. And I'm like trying to, whatever you allocated for flooring.
Oh, it wasn't you at all.
I was trying to come in. I'm like, all right,
oh,
fine.
Jill, you were fantastic.
This is my flooring. I'm going to make this work. And I killed it. And I, so I had fun with that. But it was just the fact that just the whole
we
process.
Had multiple units at one point. At one point, we had $750,000 of cash out.
Right.
And I'm, and it's like the houses aren't done. And I don't know if they're ever going to appraise. There's like 50 things that can go wrong in a house flip deal.
It's true.
We got so lucky. We got all that money back. I remember getting all that money back. And, you know, we, and we did okay. We made some money on every deal.
It's almost like you want to hug it. Like, don't ever go away again.
I'm like, this is, I'm never doing that again. It's not worth the stress. It's crazy.
I know.
Versus buying a 40 acre property for $4,000 and selling it for $25,000.
Right.
$200 down, $200 a month forever. And if something goes wrong, you still own it. You never really lose that ever. You don't lose money.
Okay, wait. Is it scary because you're just trying to flip the house? Because it's not scary when you invest it and you know you're going to keep it forever.
It's never scary with land for the reason I just said. You know you're not going to lose money. It's the house is, you know, even if you buy them the best way you can buy them, it's just so much stuff that can go wrong. Is it going to appraise? That's right. That was one
of
my biggest
whole point.
Concerns.
Well, because we're talking about the five rentals will feed a family for generations. That's a different mindset.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. That's hard to lose there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying the regular old flipping model that you see out there all the time. And there's television shows dedicated to it. And there's late night TV people that are ready to take your money at some Hilton hotel next weekend. That regular model is ridiculously flawed.
I've never seen one of their programs. I'm super, super curious what the whole – what is there to – I don't understand what there is to really – I don't know.
You know, it depends on the time of the economic whatever because during the downturn, it was all about buying them on the courthouse steps, especially out here. Now it's just about locating – they never say anything about direct mail. It's about finding a property that's for sale and then doing some stuff to it. Which you and I laugh about all the time because you don't have to do stuff to an asset to sell it for more. You just have to buy it right.
Mm-hmm.
Do a bunch of stuff to the asset and either rent it out or there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. So I just think it's – and I talk about that in that blog.
Mm-hmm.
The single family residence, the SFR, as an investment vehicle in real estate is innately flawed and it's a disaster if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the greatest thing in the world. One of the most successful people in real estate I know does exactly what I say not to do. He has a financial partner who has tons and hundreds of millions of dollars. He buys property for cash with this partner,
mm-hmm.
and he rents them out. He makes several hundred thousand dollars a month doing mm-hmm. this, and he knows exactly what he's doing, doesn't leverage a thing. And, you know, for those of you who have access to several hundred million dollars, and a partner who doesn't even want to know what you're doing, I would recommend, well, I wouldn't even recommend doing it then.
I
would just buy apartments.
That's.
I would allocate several million for land like we do
mm-hmm.
and several million for apartments.
It's perfect. I'm still laughing. I love you. Never buy anything that's for sale. That's brilliant stuff. Wow. I mean, that should be a blog too. That's really good.
It is. I did a blog called... never buy a property in the MLS, but I could retitle it. That's even more extreme.
Yeah, never buy anything that's for sale. That's just brilliant.
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
It's probably idiot savant brilliant.
I think it is.
Did I just go on a huge rant?
Yeah, kind of did.
I just ranted about single family residences for like 15 minutes and you just sat there.
I did. Well, you know, you let me do the driving for dollars bit, so I figured I'd let you have yours.
Kick me under the table or something.
No, it was good.
So start your career with land and then go buy houses. Or if you're like us, kind of veer away from it because land is so much easier and better and more profitable. Join us another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I'm serious. Was that just like a rant?
It was a little bit out there. That's what I'm like going, hey, wait, quit pooping on what we're talking about here. That's what I was trying to say. I'm like,
pooping?
Well, something. It says we like to keep our E for everyone rating. So
I know you have.
Do you know what's so funny though? I don't swear
this
anyway.
This is a peeve of mine.
It's not hard for me.
This
what?
Single family residence thing has been a thorn in my side
it is.
Since I started. Constantly explaining to people, that, no, we don't do houses, man.
What is SB can't stand? SFRs. JD can't stand.
Driving for dollars.
eBay.
Yeah. Oh, you could rant about that. I think that show's coming up.
There's going to be an eBay. I saw you have that coming up in the schedule, like Jill's take on eBay. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a funny one. So I'm going to want to listen to that one. I have a love-hate relationship with eBay.
Maybe these are the rants should be our topics.
I like that. Like, remember when we had a bunch of guests? We haven't been doing that in a while, but I used to title it at the end based on whatever, something funny like that.
Yeah, sure. So what would this title be?
Never buy anything that's for sale. It's brilliant. That is just, you know, Stephen, now and then you come up with some really good
once a decade
nuggets. And that was a good one. That was for 2015 or I don't know what when this is going to air, but...
Yeah.
16. Yeah, so good stuff.
Hey, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.